Yes, I had to go to Dublin because my mother was in business, and it was 1966. It was the commemoration of the 1916.
Oh, yes.
And she received a lot of complaints from, I would say, the high echelon of people of the city, complaining that I was upsetting their children and upsetting the 50th anniversary of the 1916 rising by walking at Dublin for a university for Limerick. So my father came with me to meet our esteemed chairman, Mr. Jerry O'Malley, and we met in the talk of the town in the Savoy, and I had to explain to Jerry what was after happening and that I was persona non grata around Limerick at the time. So Jerry moved me from Limerick to Dublin, and I stayed with friends of my parents in Dublin. And then that led then for me to be able to organise everything from the Dublin end. So Woolworths Hotel, at the Woolworths store at the time, they had a fantastic restaurant. I can actually still visualise it. And I was able to go in there and arrange a meal for all of our students who were travelled to Dublin. And they were all fed, and we paid for all of that. And I had also to go and meet with the Gardaí in Dublin to assure them that we were very organised and that there'd be no trouble whatsoever with our protest march. And I gave them a guarantee. And I met them, I met Jerry and everybody when they were, I was in Houston Station at the time, with the late Donoghue O'Malley, the late Tom O'Donnell and the late Stephen Coughlin, meeting everybody. And I had an uncle, a late uncle, who was very involved with Fianna Fáil. But he would also, like, it was actually Stephen Coughlin's brother who was my parents' friend, who I was staying with in Dublin. I remember Stephen Coughlin saying at the station, when we were sitting down waiting for the train to come, your uncle will jump up out of the grave to think that you're here mixing with me and with Tom O'Donnell. I started laughing, but that's what I recall. You know?